The Adventures of Danny and Bar. Hi, if you're new to our podcast, this is how it works.
Me and my sister, we give ideas to our mom, and then our mom makes a story with it. Now on to the show.
Candy got I don't know yet.
Candy got some, I don't know yet.
Candy got, glasses. No. She began to be colorblind.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you become colorblind. I think you just are colorblind because it's like a genetics thing. But you can lose your eyesight over time. Like, you can have less good eyesight over time.
One morning, Candy discovered that she was actually colorblind.
Okay, but she doesn't need glasses?
She does.
She also needs glasses.
Yeah.
So two separate things.
Yeah.
Okay.
One Saturday, she figured it out. But then the next Friday, she figured out the other problem.
Okay. And how old is she?
10.
Okay. All right. Candy and Bar. We're 10 years old. Is Bar in the story?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bar said, "Ooh, I want glasses." And when Candy got glasses, Bar was just like, "Ha ha ha! Square eyes, hey hey hey!"
Square eyes?
Yeah.
I think that people say four eyes, not square.
Four eyes.
Okay, Candy and Bar were 10 years old, and one Saturday morning, Candy woke up, and she was doing this paint by numbers project that her grandmother had given her for Christmas many months ago. And what that means is that you had this picture and it had all these numbers on it. And then for each number, there was a particular color that she would use. So she was doing this and it was what was it a picture of?
A flower.
It was a picture of a flower and she was doing it. And then she was like, "Wait, why are these two colors the same? Why is color 13 the same as color 17? And she's like, "This is dumb." And then she did it with like two other colors. She's like, "Why is like 16 the same as 42 So she's getting a little frustrated and she's like, "This is really weird." And so her brother comes down. She was doing this at the kitchen table. Her brother comes down and he's like, "Oh, cool painting. I can see the flower. It's really shaping up." And she says, "Yeah, except look at this. Like, look at these two colors. They're the same and they have two different numbers. And look at these two colors. They're the same and they have two different numbers." And he goes, "Candy, those are different colors." And she goes, "No, they're not." He said, "Yeah, they are. This is like a light pink and this is like a coral pink." And she says, "No, they're the same." And he said, "No, they're not." And she said, "Well, look at these two colors." And he's like, "Yeah, those are different too." She was like, "Bar, they're not different. They're the same." And he goes, "No, Candy, they're different." And then she goes, "Dad, come in here. I need to talk with you about something. Bar is being really difficult right now." And Dad's like, "Yeah, what is it?" She says, "Dad, look at this. Aren't these colors the same?" And he goes, "Yeah, those are the same." And Bar goes, "No, they're not." And the dad goes, "Yeah, they are." And she goes, "And look at these two colors. Are they the same?" And he goes, "Yeah." And Bar goes, "No, they're not." And so they're all having this big argument now, yelling about the colors. And then the mom comes downstairs and she goes, "What are y'all hollering about?" And Candy says, "Look at these two colors. Are they the same?" And the mom goes, "No, they're different." And Bar says, "See, I told you." And then she says, "And what about these two colors?" And she says, "No, they're different." And Bar said, "See, I told you." And so everyone is arguing now about what these colors are and if they're the same or if they're different. And then finally, Juliet says, "Oh my goodness, I think that Blessa and Candy have some color blindness." And she said, "This is rather strange because usually it is the sons that have this color blindness and usually not the daughters. But let me look it up on my phone." She looks up on her phone. She's like, "Wow, in rare cases, you really can have a daughter that has colorblindness if the father has it. And if, let's see, the maternal father, grandfather, oh, which is my dad. Oh, my dad totally had colorblindness. Oh, that makes sense. And, oh, and if the mother has a hidden gene, I might have a hidden gene." So she's going into all of this sciencey talk. And then Bless is just like, "Wait, I'm colorblind?" And she goes, "Yeah, you are always kind of weird with colors." And he goes, "I am? Why didn't you ever mention it?" She's like, "I don't know. I never really thought about it." And then Candy goes, "Oh my God, I'm colorblind. What does this mean for my future?" And the mom's like, "Nothing, Candy, you're fine. It doesn't mean you don't see any color. It just means that some colors are a little bit, they look kind of the same to you." And Candy's like, "But I won't see the whole flower effect in my painting." And the mom's like, "Candy, you're fine. This is not a big thing." But the mom said, but it does, it might mean that you can't be a pilot someday. I think I have heard that, that you can't be a pilot if you're colorblind. And Candy's like, what? I can't be a pilot. And the mom's like, did you want to be a pilot? And she's like, no, but now I want to be a pilot because I know I can't be a pilot. And the mom's like, I don't even know if that's even true. Anyways, they're going on and on and on and on. Candy's like thinking about being colorblind. The dad's thinking about being colorblind. Bar's thinking about not being colorblind. The mom is interested in all the genetics. They're working it all out. So then they go through the next several days of the week. And then Candy, she's talking with one of her friends at school. And she's like, yeah, and I found out I'm colorblind. And it's really rare for girls to be colorblind. And it's very interesting. And then her friend's like, colorblind? Well, you know, what color is my sweatshirt? And Candy's like, well, I can see that. It's purple. It's not like I can't see any color. And then her friend goes, well, what about that over there? Like on the blackboard, what kind of color chalk is that? And Candy's like, oh, I can't read what that says. I can't even tell what color it is from here. It's kind of confusing. And her friend says, you can't read what that says? And she says, no, it's so far away. And who's her friend that she's talking to?
Anna.
And Anna says, I can read it. It says encyclopedia. And Candy's like, what? It's totally blurry. How can you see that far? You have like amazing vision. And then she turns to her other friend. Who's her other friend?
Carlene.
Carlene. And she goes, hey, Carlene, can you read that over there? And she says, yeah, encyclopedia. And she goes, what? You guys have like bionic vision. And they're like, bionic. And she's like, yeah, like super crazy great vision. And they're like, I don't think it's super great. I think it's just kind of normal. And Candy's like, well, can you read that over there? And they're like, oh, yeah, it says bathroom pass. And she's like, you can read that from here? I'm like, yeah, Candy. And she's like, oh my God, not only am I colorblind, but I'm actually blind. And they're like, well, you're not blind, Candy, but maybe you need glasses. And she's like, oh my God, I need glasses. She's like, what? Do I like that idea that I need glasses? Do I not like the idea that I need glasses? I don't even know. Do I want glasses? Would I look good in glasses? I mean, it's kind of exciting, but I don't know how I feel about this. And I'm like, well, just tell your parents and you'll figure it out. So she goes home that day after school and she's like, Mom, Dad, I think I need glasses. And they're like, Candy, you don't need glasses when you're colorblind. She's like, no, I can't even read the things on the board. I thought everyone couldn't read them, but it turns out everyone else can read them and I can't. And they're like, really? So they said, well, what about this? Can you read that over there? And she's like, no. And they're like, can you read this over here? And she's like, no. And they're like, yeah, you probably do need glasses. So then they made an appointment with the eye doctor. So she goes to the eye doctor and she's like, my name is Candace Berdrams and I am colorblind and I also think I need glasses. And they're like, wow, well, you're doing all my work for me. So she goes through all the tests and she looks through all these like different machines and all these different lenses. And she has to like say which one is blurrier and which one is clearer and over and over and over. And she does these things where you're trying to like see the numbers and all these dots and she has a hard time doing it. And so at the end of all this, the eye doctor says, well, you are colorblind, which is pretty rare. And so the doctor says, and you do need glasses, but we have amazing options to choose from. And so Bar was along on this visit too. And so he started trying on glasses and Candy started trying on glasses. And Candy's like, ooh, look at this, look at this. And she was finding all these cool ones. And
they were green and they had ivy on the outsides, like along here and around the eyepieces. And it was really cool. It had like a little spider here. And it was like really cute.
Like a picture of a spider on the glasses or like a little plastic or metal spider or something?
Yeah, plastic.
Okay, so she's trying on glasses, and then Bar's trying on glasses, and then Bar's like, wait, I look really good in glasses. I should get glasses. And the mom's like, glasses are very expensive, and you don't need them. And he's like, no, these are so cool. Look how cool I look in these. I look so dapper. And the mom said, dapper? And he's like, yeah, dapper's like really handsome and cool looking. And she's like, how do you know this word? And he's like, I don't know. I just know it. She's like, wow, you guys have some good vocabulary. And he's like, I look so dapper. And Candy's like, do I look dapper? And the mom said, you look exquisite. And she said, ooh, thank you. So anyway, so they're trying on glasses. And Bar's like, I want glasses too. This is so unfair. Why can't I have bad eyesight? And the mom was like, oh my goodness, you should be happy that you can see. And then Candy's trying on glasses. And then finally she goes, oh my gosh, these are the ones. They're green and they have like this beautiful design of ivy all over it. And there's even this plastic spider that is built into the frame that like sits kind of on the top. And you can take it off. So if you don't always want to wear it, you can take it off, but you can have it on too. She's like, oh my God, I've never seen glasses with a spider on it before. And the mom's like, you're afraid of spiders. And she's like, I don't care. This is the coolest thing. And I love the ivy. And the mom's like, okay, how much are these? And then the eye doctor said the price and she's like, oh, those are kind of expensive. And Candy's like, please, mommy, please, 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 please. I love these so much. And the mom's like, okay, 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 you can get them. And Bar's like, well, I just want some fake glasses. Can you get me fake glasses? And she's like, not at this time, Bar. So they go home. And Candy has to wait like a week to get her glasses. They have to send them to the factory to get her prescription in and everything. So she comes back a week later and she tries her glasses on. She's like, oh my God, I can see everything. And Bar's like, yay, Candy, can you see that? And she's like, oh my God, I can see it. She's reading all these things. She's like, this is amazing. Everything is like so three-dimensional. I can just see everything so far. And the mom's like, wow, great. I'm glad you can see again. And Bar's like, whatever, square eyes. And she goes, square eyes? She says, my glasses aren't even square. And he's like, isn't that like what people say, square eyes? And she goes, no, people say four eyes. And he's like, oh, why do they say four eyes? And she said, because I have my two regular eyes and then I have my two glasses eyes on top. And she's like, man, if you're going to make fun of me, you might as well get the insult right. And he's like, okay, four eyes. And she's like, stop calling me four eyes. So anyways, they're bickering, and Bar is secretly a little bit jealous of her glasses, and Candy's pretty proud of her glasses, and she has to get used to them because it's a whole weird thing to wear glasses on your face, but she's very happy that she can see. And that's the end of our story. What do we call it?
Candy and Bar and the Ivy Glasses.